Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
I don't know if you guys were aware, but it is Friday. Oh, yes, sir. Antoine, are you missing? Oh, you're missing your noise, your excitement.
Well, they cleaned up.
When they cleaned, they moved everything.
My bell is over there by Zach, by his yogurt. Yeah.
Oh, Monica's cowbell. You know what? And so we have cowbells on the show, but I believe, and you can tune into Top Moments of the Week at 7:10. They are actually yak bells now. So here, let me give you this. All right, ready? It's Friday. That feels a lot better. That mad scramble of sadness there instead.
That was
just not good enough. You need to feel good. You need to sometimes you need to go back in time, which is nice. If you're somebody like Antoine, you were 12 years old again last night, were you not?
Yes, I was, and it felt great.
I
felt so good.
I miss what you got to soak in. Do you ever have things where you throw it back to the olden days? You feel young again. You feel like a kid again. You know, I don't care if you're 15 years old and you're listening right now. You feel like you're 9 again. Whatever it is, the joy that you have when you can go back to something. It's always good, you know, reminisce and memories here on your K92 Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine, like a kid again.
I was up playing video games last night.
Oh, man.
Yes,
and it was one of my favorite video games. The video game actually makes me think of you, Monica. I was playing Mario Kart.
Oh, I love Mario Kart.
Ooh. On the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Just throwing green shells and red shells, dropping banana peels. Like, hey, there's Monica in the grass.
Right.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, and that is how I feel Monica drives in real life, is like Mario Kart. So that makes a lot of sense. Man, Mario Kart is such a great just video game, like cartoony.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't need them all to be so realistic. And
it's just silly.
Yeah.
It's silly. Like, it feels like a game.
Like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Like those old school. But the thing I like about Mario Kart on the Nintendo Switch is it has courses from every Mario Kart that's ever come out before.
Okay. Ah.
So there's times I was playing, I was like, I remember playing this when I was like 9 years old. Like it felt that good, that nostalgia.
Shockingly, don't have the Super Mario Brothers theme. I have. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, no.
Hit the box.
I've got the jump. That's all I have. Yeah, man, I loved video games back in the day.
Yes.
So when's the last time you played a game? Because, I mean, Jared played last night a little, you know. He plays his video game.
I don't know how y'all afford the time to do this. I really wish I did.
Stay up late.
And that's the problem. You stay up late, but getting up at 3:30 in the morning, I just it's not there. And you know what? I had that moment yesterday too, because Antoine sent me an email and he said, "I'm playing video games. I'm soaking in my youth." And I had to go downstairs to look for things, because that's what I'm doing. I'm just doing chores. You know, I'm trying to pack and clean and whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's where the Xbox is down there. And I'm just like,
I miss you, girl.
Just waving at her. Long time. Oh, man. In the olden days, play for like hours.
But the good thing about Mario Kart is I can do 4 races, which is a Grand Prix, in like 14 minutes. So I really just have to carve out like 20 minutes.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, I got 20 minutes right now. I knock them out. And if I have more time, I keep playing. But if not, I got enough.
I get into, and you can weigh in with this, 52353 if you want. I used to be much better at chilling, relaxing, doing stuff. And it doesn't have to just be video games. It can be watching TV or can be sort of that time-wasting activity that you enjoy most. And I used to be really good at that. You know, sit around, do nothing, really soak it in. I feel guilty now all the time.
You feel like you should be doing something.
Yes, I get mad at my brain. I can't even relax. I'm in a worse mood as I'm sitting there trying to do nothing because my brain is going, well, you really should be doing all them projects that you talk about. Why aren't you cleaning the garage? You really should go outside and mow the lawn. Hey, what about that book you think you're going to write? And what about that podcast you always said you were going to start?
And so then you can't chill because you're stressing out about the project.
And I'll tell you what, kids, and don't be like me, this is why I drink, because it quiets my brain. Puts a damn brain down. It does.
Yeah.
Because he's like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Obviously, he's like, you know what we should do? We should do a podcast. That's a good idea. Let's buy equipment on Amazon while we're drunk. Yes. Whose side are you on? Bar owner or guy? Mm-hmm. Find out now.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Well, this guy, he's an influencer. You know, that's the big thing.
You know,
you get paid lots of money on Instagram.
You do.
Influencer, if you have no idea what that means, is someone who has some kind of following on the internet,
yes.
whether it be Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook or all of them, and people will pay that person
yep.
to do stuff.
To endorse yep. whatever product.
Or show a picture. Hey, look at me.
You see
drinking
a lot of women,
this drink.
You see a lot of women drinking the tea. This tea helped me lose weight.
Man, I am so jealous of women with big breasts. It's just me.
Seriously.
You can get 25,000 Instagram followers just for having a nice rack. You don't even have to be that good looking. I mean, I'm sorry to be just as blunt as you possibly can.
So
but
foolish.
That is true, though.
A lot
and
of
then
cases.
You can become... an influencer.
Yeah, influencer.
A man can't do that. It's a lot harder for a man to be an influencer. Y'all always complain that we have all the advantages. Well, in the new digital world, you guys are going to run everything, just so you know.
Yeah, well, this guy, he got a job as an influencer.
Okay, so he's a influencer.
Yes, and so he goes to the bar, and this random bar he had never seen before in Sydney, and he says, okay, well, I'm here. I want to let the bar owner know that his bar looks really cool. Uh-huh. You know, and he tells the guy, he said, people need to know about this.
I am.
I'm an influencer.
Influencer.
So I can share your this, you know, pictures of your bar on my page. And
I shall.
And the guy,
influence.
The bar owner was like, well, that's cool, man. You know, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, he says, in exchange for free drinks, I'll do that.
Hmm.
And the bar owner turns to him and says, no, that's not going to happen.
Well.
It's not like he was having trouble getting people in.
Yeah.
So, but this guy was basically saying, you should give me free drinks because of who I am.
This is a capitalist society. And the truth is, if you have a lot of followers, your posts are worth something.
They are. But the bar owner didn't ask for it. So
he didn't ask for it.
He didn't ask for it. So he says, no need for that. You're not getting free drinks.
How many followers did this person have?
He had thousands.
And so here's
thousands. That ain't enough. I wouldn't give a free drink either.
Here's the issue that the bar owner runs into, though. And I don't know if this happened, but so let's say he turns down the influencer, like, hey, I don't need you to do it.
So then now, the influencer says,
puts up negative posts.
I shall reverse influence.
Well, that's what he did.
Yeah.
And he went online and he tried to rip the bar apart and just say how, you know, the terrible service or whatever. And he has all these followers. Well, the bar, they also have followers, which came back to attack the influencer. So
this is
really
a struggle I get into with all of this influencer stuff.
Uh-huh.
Is because I like the idea. I think it's awesome,
it
the
is.
Idea that any random person, if you can kind of find your little niche or you, again, have a nice enough chesticle area, you can carve out a nice little living for yourself. And I think that's pretty awesome that you can do that. However, my other problem where I struggle is, I do believe, for the most part, most people don't deserve to have any sort of influence or their opinion to be heard.
Because with this guy, he did go online. He said, ha ha, I don't drink margaritas. I'm not a homeless bleep bleep. Good luck with your bleeping bar. Like he went, and he really did.
Yeah, see, that's what it is. I don't like it because you have the other side of, I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to blow you
too
up on social media.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most people do not deserve power.
No.
Power is reserved for the Showtime show, and that is all nowhere else. So, yeah, I like it, but I don't like it, and mostly because I'm jealous. Yes, that's true. 5, 2, 3,
catch 5, 3. Chest.
Yeah, I know. And
they,
I can do all these bench presses, and I still don't get an Instagram-worthy rack. This is ridiculous. Thank hacks are on the way. What's your thang hack, Monica?
Helping you with your phone.
Helping us with our phone. Say goodbye to your phone.
No, say
it's
goodbye. Gone. This is another helpful tip.
Your phone is as good as gone. It's coming. Well, I have already made a huge error to start the show, so I have to make a huge correction.
Okay.
We are not doing the thang hacks today.
Why?
Now they're canceled.
Because
we are doing fang yaks.
Oh, Zachary.
Oh, man. It's a good thing it's Friday.
Yes. Because
I think everybody needs 2 days away from us. So they need a break. Don't want to talk to us anymore. Thang hacks are on the way. I'm going to help you out with your Netflix. There are secret categories. Did you know that?
No.
Probably not because they're secret.
Mm.
I'm going to expose their secret.
How did you know?
Well, I can't keep a secret.
Oh, there you go.
So that's I don't know. I figured out on the interwebs.
Nice.
And then I cannot keep a secret, so I'm going to expose them. Antoine's going to help you save food.
Yes.
So those will be the first one, 625. Then Miss Monica, 640. She is ruining your phone. Later on, it is... I mean, it's not even... I don't even want to call it a prediction because Monica is going to give you the results of all the premium high school football contests this weekend. She was perfect last weekend. So
yeah, but you're, that's a freak incident. That was
no,
just,
it isn't.
That was
no, it's
else.
Fact.
You
your
take credit.
Fate.
That was just something that weird.
Own your swaminess. Own the fact that you control these poor little children's fate in your hands. Whatever she says goes. So if you are Jefferson Forrest and you're taking on EC Glass, well, you better hope she picks you.
Yeah.
Or else you're dead. Liberty's taking on Heritage. Who will win? Patrick Henry taking on William Fleming. She will decide your fate. Salem and Northside. There is no hope after whatever Monica says is going to happen. And then Pulaski and William Byrd. All of those games, we will lay them down right at 7:25. If you want to hear your fate and what's done is done, don't even bother playing the game. Yeah, it's over. It is over. There's no hope. If you're the coach and you hear it, just resign. Oh, I mean, that's your season is over. You're done. 7:25 on that. Though I say all these things about Monica that she knows everything about football.
Correct.
And then she has such terrible ideas when it comes to exercise. She thinks, and she keeps bringing this idea back, and she's brought it back again. It's like rebooting a crappy sitcom from the 90s, workout buddies with her husband.
I went twice yesterday.
Oh, and I should point out that she decides we're going to work out together.
Yes.
And one day in, she has already cheated on him in this arrangement. So I do believe this is going down the path of destruction. This marriage is over.
I went twice yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, but just in case he decided he didn't want to, you know.
See,
but.
So she's already saying, in the assumption that you are going to fail me as a husband and a partner.
Wow. No.
So you cheated on him behind his back. So there's already cheating in this relationship, too.
You can do better. I have faith that this can work.
Okay.
I have faith that your next husband will know better when we get into all this.
Oh,
after this one ends, then he will know.
So you never tried with your wife, Jessica?
Absolutely not. I never will. Oh. We're done. But do you know what? It'll be okay because Clarence will know better.
Oh, Clarence.
The new husband.
Yeah.
Husband
Monica,
number two.
And Monica and Clarence. Once Jared is gone.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I think it could work.
He'll move on to Bianca. That'll be fine. I don't see it. Workout buddies. You can text into 52353 if you have successfully had the workout buddy with your significant other. Mm-hmm. But I do believe also you can text in the disaster stories of trying to do it because you either enabled each other or you got mad because he lost more weight or he got mad because you could deadlift more weight. That happened yesterday too. There are all different ways that this could fail.
Yeah.
I try to set myself up for success. That's what I do. So I just don't see it. It's why my wife and I don't play board games together because we would break up. Because she sucks at them, and then I let her know that, and then there's a fight. So
I think this can work. I'm going to think of another side. I'm going to be in your corner, you and Jared's corner, and support this activity.
You know, thank you for being the devil's advocate for the purpose of this show, even though you don't believe it at all. I appreciate that. I do want to pass along some of the Morning Thang softball community of friends are doing a charity softball tournament next weekend. This is in Roanoke. They're going to be at Wasina and Huff Fields. Rowan is a 4.5-year-old little girl who has unfortunately lost her battle with cancer, and the community is getting together to raise money for the family and everything. There's also going to be a 50-50 raffle that you can donate money to or prizes if you are interested. But if you are a softball team, there's a couple spaces left. So if you want to sign up for this tournament, it is next weekend. You can go to our Facebook page, the K92 Morning Thang Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It is pinned right to the top.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Try to give you cool little tips and tricks.
Yes.
Mess around with your Netflix. How can you Netflix and chill with somebody and they ain't even around?
I want to learn.
I'm going to tell you here in just a second, but I want to know how you save food. I don't like being wasteful. I also don't like wasting money.
Okay.
And food is one of those ones where, man, I am so mad at myself if I throw stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you just think, waste. Should have just eaten that. Why did I not eat that? Why did I not plan better? What happened? Antoine is here to rescue us.
All right. So this Friday, I have another app for you guys that's going to be so helpful to keep you from wasting food and wasting money.
Okay. So this app is going to help
us. This is an app. Yes.
The robots will help us save food, Monica.
All right.
Yes,
that's
because
a good
sometimes
thing.
You'll go to the store and you'll buy groceries for specific recipes.
Yes.
And then you'll make the recipe, but then you have extra.
Uh-huh.
Not of the food you made, but of the ingredients.
Right. Because sometimes if you need a half a cup of, say, breadcrumbs, you got to buy a whole thing of breadcrumbs.
Well, yeah.
And now you're like, what am I going to do with these breadcrumbs?
Gotta use them up.
All right. Well, this app is called Dinner Spinner.
Dinner Spinner.
Dinner Spinner. This app keeps track of what's in your pantry. Mm-hmm. It's a virtual pantry. It's in, on your phone. Mm-hmm. You just, when you go shopping, you put stuff in there. And when you start to run low and you can't make whatever you bought all those ingredients for,
yeah,
you can search for new recipes based off of the ingredients you currently have in your pantry.
Because you have the stuff already.
Yep.
And you also don't know what to do with those things. And I would say one of the hardest thing to me about having to plan dinner is actually having to plan dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It is a relentless onslaught because the minute you eat, you have to eat again.
Yep.
And every single day there is a dinner. Something needs to happen. A meal needs to be put in there. And if you are the person who is in charge of doing the meals in the house, like I am, it can be stressful.
Yeah.
So the spinner.
So it picks it all. And if you go grocery shopping and let's say you're walking down the aisle, you're like, I want something with mushrooms today. You scan that item on the grocery shelf and recipes will pop up right then that could use those mushrooms.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah, I do like that.
The dinner spinner.
You don't have to think about it. Don't have to think about dinner.
Nope. Yep. Help you out. And you don't have to buy a ton of ingredients because a lot of times you already have all the ingredients.
Exactly.
Very nice. Netflix is great for a lot of things. However, I would say it is terrible for one thing in particular. And it's a thing that I always complain about. Nobody watches anything together anymore.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, you do complain about that.
On our different schedules. I mean, maybe you got a show with your husband or whatever, but then something happens and he's got to go out of town for work for a week and like, you suck. I want to watch Ozark and you're not here. Mm-hmm. And well, we can each watch it. Well, it's just not the same and we don't know what's going on. Aha. Enter Netflix Party. And Netflix Party can be, could be Netflix Orgy. If you want to have more people to watch these shows with
you.
So Netflix Party is, if you do Netflix on your computer, like Google Chrome, it's a Chrome extension where even if you're not in the same room or city or state or anything, you all install the extension. You can create a shareable link of what's on Netflix, and the link will go to the exact movie or TV show you're watching at that moment. So I can say, yo, I'm watching Ozark right now. Here's the link. Monica, you could click on it, and you will be at the exact same point as me in the show.
I like that.
So we could text back and forth. Or
Did you see that?
You could FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it could be multiple people. Maybe you got a circle of girlfriends, and you all want to watch the Great American Bake Off or whatever, the British baking show, any of those things. You can do that. And if you don't do Netflix or you do the Android or iOS versions, fear not. It's called Rabbit. And Rabbit will allow you to watch Netflix or Hulu or YouTube or just about any video streaming platform, again, with the mobile app or the Chrome extension. Send it out. And actually, that's one. Hey, let's all watch this funny YouTube video together.
I would love that.
Look at that.
Yes.
We can be a community again. Who knows? Even possible. Monica's going to destroy your phone here in a second, but I do want to let you know also, Netflix has hidden categories.
Yes.
There's tons of them. Now, you can search for these things, but what you can do is there are lists of them online. Just search for Netflix hidden categories, and it breaks down. For example, movies for ages 0 to 2. There's one. Adult animation, if you're into things like Monica. Uh-huh. She wants adult animation. Maybe you like film noir. Noir has its own category. Campy movies. Just give me a goofy, campy movie. I want something funny and dorky. Uh-huh. There are all sorts of categories, so just search for that as well. Okay, your phone is in trouble right now. You should just run screaming.
Trouble.
Run away right now.
No.
Don't listen to her. She's going to ruin your phone.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Bang Hacks on K92.
I don't know.
At least one. And probably someone with an older phone, because what do we have on our phone? What do we all have?
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. We also have a flash.
A flash.
Like a camera flash?
We all have a light.
A flashlight.
Okay, yes.
On our phone.
Yeah, sure. We have a light. We have a flashlight. There's become really no need for flashlights as much anymore. It's nice because you just pop your phone up, bam, there you go.
Yeah.
But some people still carry older phones, you know, the flip phone. I talked to a guy that had to call a taxi, and he had a flip phone. Yeah. And I was like, he wasn't able to order an Uber or anything because he had an old phone.
How do you do it at this point?
I don't know.
How?
And I watched, I'm like, I remember those. I
And I know it can be done, so it's not even so much a how. It's more of a why. Why? Why
do you do other stuff?
And he took his phone out. He said, I need to call for a taxi.
I got a guy that I play softball with that still has a flip phone, and I think, God, did you go to school with Babe Ruth? Like, what is going on here?
What is happening? Well, I'm
going
to help that guy. Okay. And the guy that was ordering the taxi.
Okay, so those two old men.
At least one. Try to help at least one.
Well, assuming that they're listening right now.
They don't have a flash on those phones. Right. I don't think they do anything but open.
If they're listening, I'm going to tell you right now, they're probably listening on some old school Walkman with those foam headsets and everything.
So if y'all see them, y'all know them.
They sure as hell ain't listening on the K92 radio app.
They are not.
It would cause smoke to come out the flip phone.
So check this out, two friends.
Okay, because they don't have a light.
They don't have a light
on
their phone, but I'm going to help them out.
Oh, please do.
Because they have a phone. That's a start. So you don't have a light. This is all you need to do. What's the weather for today? Sunny?
Sunny. That is correct.
You walk outside. Antoine, he's already feeling this. You walk outside,
sir. I'm already trying to figure out if it's the weekend yet. So.
And you sit outside, and you say, this day is so sunny and crisp, it feels good outside. You take out your camera, you look up at the sun, don't look directly at it, and zoom till you get a good picture of the sun. Take that picture. Next time you need a light, pull out that picture, and that sun will be glowing. Just enough to get you where you need to do. You see it? Thank you, Antoine. I love this. I love support.
I
love it. Merry Christmas, you see it.
I made a promise to myself that in the Thang Hacks currently, I thought it would be more fun, Antoine.
Yes.
And I told you this. I said, you know what I'm going to do is every time Monica says something it's ridiculous, I'm going to figure out a way to support it.
You're going to help it. You're going to add to it.
I'm
going to
add to it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to get Antoine all mad. And then he'll be like, I can't believe you're supporting Monica. I'm like, no. I see it. Yo,
support
check
this
it.
One, Zach.
And I can't.
Zach, support this one.
If you are in a cave and you pull out that sunshine picture, that does give you a little bit of a glow. Right there.
But it would be any picture. It would be the glow of the screen.
But that sun has a little bit more. It's a little bit more. And it also brings happiness while you're in your darkness.
Do these flip phones even have a camera? Isn't that a fair question?
We're going to talk to your friend.
No, I think they do. I think the flip phones have cameras. I will give you that.
Sad, fuzzy camera.
So the sun, it really helps to take a picture of the sun. Like I said, don't look directly at it. Merry Christmas all.
So how do you know that you...
Still two, actually.
How do you know you got the sun in the... frame if you can't look at it.
Take several pictures. Well, you know, you got to hit the button. They got a flip phone, so they probably got
Does
really
it affect
hit.
Your eyesight if you look a picture of the sun? If it's a close-up picture?
It shouldn't. It's just helping you. It's just your light. You're bringing positivity to you, too, as well.
Your intellect. Uh-huh. It helps. It hurts your intellect.
You know what? Let me tell you. This is here. If you are listening and you have a flip phone or you know somebody who does, this is why you or they need to finally upgrade to a smartphone. Why? Because you have to deal with this.
Yes.
You have to deal with people like this. Oh, this is Lord. What they think of you. They think of you, hey, caveman, take a picture of the sun.
I didn't say caveman. I said if you happen to be in a cave.
Man make
fun.
If you happen to be in a cave and you're a man, caveman. Caveman. I actually see what that ridiculous thing hack was, Antoine. That
was
stupid
it?
Thing about take a picture of the sun on your flip phone. I realized sabotage. It was sabotage is what she was doing. She was recommending that on purpose. For people with old flip phones, since you don't have a light on your phone, zoom in real close, take a picture of the sun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then you have light, allegedly. I see text 52353, this person letting us know that if you take a picture of the sun, it will damage the camera on your phone. You're just trying to get them to upgrade. That's
is that
what
not
it
a
is.
Plus to everything?
Sabotage.
Look at
is that
you.
Not a bonus?
Deceptive.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What?
Devious.
She's the evil queen. Remember that. WXLK Roanoke Secret Sound is right on the other side of the trending.
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending. Top three. Number three.
Well, this is good and exciting news for your weekend.
All right.
If you are someone that is eating too much salt, don't cut down on salt. You probably should cut down on salt, but according to this study, you know what else you can do? Eat a lot of cheese.
Hello, Thang Hack. What is that?
I know this is the sound of a Thang Hack right here.
Eat a lot of cheese.
Why cut back on salt when you can just eat more cheese?
Meh.
But according to this study, Penn State University, one of the best ways to keep your heart healthy if you eat a lot of salt is to also eat a lot of cheese.
Mm.
You're like done and done.
All right.
If nothing else, I need to up my salt intake.
Okay.
But you're already eating enough cheese. You
I need
catch
to
catch up.
Right. And I need to maximize the efficiency of
my
this
goodness.
Cheese.
That's true.
They found that when people who ate a lot of salt also ate 4 servings of cheese, it made their blood vessels stronger, which lowers your chance of having heart problems. Now, this research did find the healthiest people in the study were the ones who didn't eat much salt or cheese.
There you go. Cut back on both.
Boo! That doesn't sound like fun, but if you are going to have salt, you might want to have a little cheese to go with it.
Number two.
Number two trending today is another study. This one's about making decisions.
Okay.
You want to make good decisions in your life. And this does make a lot of sense. They found that we make way more stupid decisions when we are
hungry.
Oh,
hungry.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Empty stomach causes us to make very terrible decisions
in
our life.
Especially in the grocery store. Go shopping when you're hungry. Oh, yeah. Everything looks delicious.
Oh, you shop like a 7-year-old at that point.
I know. And you just start grabbing things.
Everything.
It doesn't help that I have to shop for a 7-year-old. So then I start shopping like I'm a 7-year-old too. Start grabbing different stuff. Oh, I'm in the mood for that. And that ends up being, you know, waste of money too. Plus the bad food that goes on top of it. I do believe there are probably some people listening that either got married and or divorced on an empty stomach. Just bad decision. Fine, let's just get married. I'm starving. I want to leave.
I'm so hungry.
Right, and then you realize, I hate this man. Why did I make this entire life decision? So yeah, people are hungry. They make more impatient, dumb, and impulsive decisions. So check yourself. Make sure you're not hangry.
Number one.
Now this is good information. If you're looking for good ideas.
All right.
Everybody wants to have good ideas. Do you have a time or a place, Antoine, that you feel like you are most inspired? Is there a thing, do you say, let me go ... because it will help me think. It will help me clear my head. Do you have one of those?
On the toilet.
Okay.
It's a good thinking place.
That is a popular one.
Yes.
I used to be a thinking place for me. Now it's a brain-melting Candy Crush sort of zone. It's just fine.
Yeah.
I need to zone out every now and then. I'm very fortunate that they did not leak the picture of me on the toilet like they did to A-Rod.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah, that was a shame.
I think I would look like a Neanderthal man. He still looked like a beautiful man.
He looked handsome. He looked like a toilet model.
Smooth, yeah, toilet model. Yeah. That's exactly what he was.
It's a good pick.
Monica, for you, do you have an inspiration zone?
Usually in my car, like right before I get out the car at home. Like I just sit there in the car for like 5 minutes.
It's because the kids are in the house.
Well, that too.
You're not in a rush.
But usually, I just like to get my thoughts together.
Right.
Like, okay.
She's like, all right, 5 minutes to figure out how to get out of this.
Put the car in reverse. No.
I could just drive this into a ditch. No one will find me. It'll be good. You know, car's a good one for me, too.
Uh-huh.
Sort of driving, especially if I have to drive any sort of distance.
Yeah.
My mind starts to wander, things like that. Many people say the best ideas they have, and you can weigh in at 52353, is...
the bed.
Yeah. Usually
okay.
Really, I guess really late or really early, whatever you want to call it, like 2 or 3 in the morning, I wake up and then I'm just like thinking.
And I'll be honest, when my alarm goes off to come here in the morning, I reevaluate life. So I come up with some good thoughts in that moment.
Like, what did I do to deserve this? I got to make some changes. Again, it all comes down to, all right, how do I get out of this? Thievery, public embarrassment, and escaped wild animals here. Are your top moments of the week on the K92 Morning Thang? Antoine Terrell is a dirty, rotten thief. Thief! You stole! You stole from a hardworking business owner, an entrepreneur!
Oh, you did. Yes.
I did.
Just for your own personal benefit, you jerk.
Was in a restaurant and got food to go. And I started thinking, I'm like, there's no silverware in the hotel room. So I just looked at the silverware and I was like, there's two forks here. One's a salad fork. They don't need both the forks, do they?
No, they do need both the forks because you know they own those forks, right?
Yes, they do.
Did you leave money for those forks?
He didn't do that. You know he didn't pay for it because he went to the tip jar and took their own tips and put it back on the table.
I see that, yes.
You did. Uh-huh. That, uh-huh. Yeah. How dare
Here's
you?
Here's a dollar for that you fork I stole.
I hope you went to church.
Church set fire when he walked in. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Monica.
Steals right out of the tip jar. You know what, Monica?
I can't believe it.
I'm here to defend Antoine. He did not steal the money out of the tip jar.
He did.
Zach, no, thank you.
He stole it out of that coins for the cancer kid. You know where they put that in there?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh. Leave a penny, take a penny.
He took them all.
I took them all.
That's why that thing's always empty, because Antoine took them all. Shame, shame.
Taking
know your name. But on the bright side.
Yes.
Chugga chugga, chugga chugga chugga, choo choo. The karma train punished you.
The very next day it showed up.
It did, because Antoine had to give an impromptu speech. He was not expecting to have give a speech. And he had to stand up at his brother's 40th birthday. The milestone birthday. Everyone remembers the 40th birthday. And him's got a little nervous.
And then I go up there and I have a mimosa in my hand and my hand starts shaking.
That's the worst. The shakes.
Guys, everyone, then everyone can see.
I gotta pause again because Monica's laughing is so awesome. Fact that she just she soaks in such joy at his misery. Let me start it again and just listen for her laugh.
And then I go up there and I have a mimosa in my hand and my hand starts shaking.
That's the worst. It's like the shakes.
Guys, then everyone can see it. That is
now,
the worst.
So now I got to move my hand around to kind of distract it from the shake.
I can't stand people that have all the ideas in the world for other people to do.
You know, I feel like everyone should say some words. You guys. Go ahead.
Did that person speak?
To get me and my mom and other people...
But they did not speak.
They didn't have like their own long toast or anything like that.
No,
like,
they said,
hey,
thank you all for speaking.
Thank you guys for coming. We should have people speak.
See?
Karma got me, though.
They are my friend. And Karma did get
Monica,
too.
Got me the very next day.
Because Monica got punished afterwards.
Yeah. Speaking, I had to do a ceremony for the National Association of Women in Construction. And I thought about Antoine. I had to shave.
She started to realize she knew deep down, I don't belong here.
Don't know what I'm talking about.
Is that a jackhammer? I don't know.
What is going on?
It was awesome, though. Thank you.
Moment of the week. Ridiculous, but true.
Take out the papers and the trash.
There's a yak on the loose. Still on the loose. Still roaming around the listening area. Nelson County. Meteor the Yak, which we found out about earlier in the week.
Don't come back.
He was last spotted Wednesday at some kind of like Holiday Inn. And the owners, they called, but by the time they called the authorities, he was already headed back, you know, on his way.
Is the yak wearing those glasses that come with the mustache?
Yeah, the yak is in disguise, right?
Yeah, we just can't recognize the yak.
Man.
And they've been trying to use treats and everything else to try to lure him back. But
college professor looks a lot like a yak, but he's got a mustache.
And this has made national news. This is a local yak that is out there in the mountains.
Yeah, because it's on USA Today, too.
I'm so disappointed I had to go on the internet because we don't have this.
Y'all Google it for yourself. If you don't scrub
that kitchen floor. Come on.
Oh, yeah. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yak.
Don't come back. Just finish.
He's not coming back. And they're using treats and all kinds of things to try to get this yak back. And he's traveled.
Can't get that yak back.
Nope. Yak back.
No yak back here.
I want that good old yak back.
And that yak is still missing. Or as Monica says, local yak as opposed to syndicated national yak, which is nice.
It's our local yak.
I am local yak.
Yes.
If you see the yak, text in 52353. Also alert authorities, but please notify us first. It's very important. We're your first responders for all things yak here on the K92 Morning Thing. She's not a woman anymore, Antoine.
No?
She's like a shaman sitting on top of a mountain.
No.
She's Yoda. I mean, look.
Namaste.
The heavenly light just shined upon her.
I was thinking the same thing. The sun is shining on Monica right now.
You know, I'm going to take a picture of this, and I'm going to put it up on our social media. Okay, go ahead. Ready? There you go.
The sun is shining nowhere else but on Monica right at this segment.
Perfect. Yep. I will put that on there. And it did. It just started as we started this segment. Why? Because she has the direct link to the big man upstairs.
Yeah.
Or lady.
But you
can't call her a big lady if you did.
That would
be so hard if you find out God's a woman because he's a big man upstairs. That's fine. But if you say the big lady upstairs, she's going to put one hand on her hip and be like, excuse me.
And she's going to point downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Monica Brooks. Predictor of things, knower of nothing.
This doesn't mean anything.
It means everything.
It means everything.
Doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. It means everything.
All teams play hard. Play your hardest.
But just know the results are already decided.
Just know your fate has already been decided. You want to play your hardest because you want to at least feel like you gave it your all. But know that ultimately it was out of your control. This is good though because when you lose, you have someone to blame.
Yes.
The universe. Monica already knew. She knew that you were going to lose. She's the one that sent it. Down the rabbit hole, and that was that.
Monica's actually saying, no matter how hard you practice this week, it may not make a difference because I'm going to tell you who's going to win.
This doesn't mean anything.
But go hard so you can at least feel good about yourself as a well-rounded human being. But yes, I mean, there are probably some coaches on the hot seat right now that when they hear this information are probably going to start cleaning out their desks.
Updating a resume.
Because it is just... She was 4-0 last week.
Undefeated.
So let's get into our games. Go ahead, Antoine. Lay it down for game number one.
Our first game, and I'm going to give you the mascots, too. Maybe that plays a role in your decision-making. Mm-hmm. The Jefferson Forest Cavaliers take on the EC Glass Hilltoppers.
Cavaliers and Hilltoppers.
Do we want to go through all of them or just one at a time? Let her predict.
We'll just go one at a time. We'll go one at a time because she does some sort of thing. She starts drawing.
She does.
Oh, my God.
I should point out that her psychic abilities, because that's what this is. This is her being able to predict the future. When we do psychic medium Suzanne Northrup, and Antoine, you have never met her, but you'll see this in November when we do Hope for the Holidays. She comes into the studio. She communicates with the dead.
Yes.
It is fascinating to watch. And she does this thing where she just draws on a piece of paper while she's talking. She's talking to another world. She's speaking to the dead. That's what Monica's doing. She's talking to dead people who know who's going to win these football games.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we have Cavaliers, Hilltoppers. What do you got?
Who you got?
I'm going EC Glass. Okay. And Cavaliers, EC Glass, 24 points, 17 for...
Okay. 24 to 17.
That doesn't mean anything.
Jefferson Forest. Too bad, so sad. Maybe next week. Next game.
Next game. The Pioneers of Heritage take on the Minutemen of Liberty.
Wow. These are like
Heritage and Minutemen.
These are two sort of teams where you picture the mascots wearing Daniel Boone hats carrying muskets against each other. Heritage Pioneers.
Heritage.
Liberty Minutemen.
And Minutemen. Oh. It's going to be a tight one.
Okay.
But I feel like it's going to be Heritage.
Okay.
And it's going to be 28-21.
28-21.
I tell you what, she's 2 for 2 with actual football scores this week.
What?
That is true because last week I think one game was 12-9.5.
There was
I think
6-4.
It looks like a Vegas line.
I don't know. These are just numbers that are speaking. I don't know. They don't mean anything.
She was a perfect 4-0 last week. It doesn't mean anything. It means everything. Yeah. It means absolutely everything.
All right, so you got Heritage in that one.
Doesn't mean anything.
All right, our next game is
3 more games.
Patrick Henry Patriots take on the William Fleming Colonels.
Uh-huh.
Patriots and Colonels. It's like a Revolutionary War battle. What's going down?
Yeah, another tight game.
Drawn on her paper, trying to figure all this out. Now, I should keep in mind, she knows absolutely nothing about any of these teams other than the mascots, and she knows precious little about football in general.
That is right.
Go for it.
But I think that it's going to be Fleming that wins, 22-14.
Okay. 22-14.
All right, the real Monica's in there. 22.
Doesn't mean anything. I keep feel like I have to keep saying
it's
it.
High school.
All
they do a
hard.
Lot of going for two and field goals. It means everything. I told you that. It's a guarantee. Right. Patrick Henry, there is no hope for them. None. Turn in your purple. You're done.
All right, game number 4. The Salem Spartans take on the Northside Vikings.
Salem Spartans and Northside?
Yes.
Again, look. Spartans, Vikings. It's as if they put it together on purpose this week, all these different games. Now, you can find out, so if you tune in 6:20 on Monday morning, I like to do it so before everybody goes to school and everything, you can get the results. How did Monica do? We'll run down all of these games for you. Salem, Northside, what you got, lady?
Salem goes hard, but I'm going to say Northside, 13-9.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh, 13-9.
What do y'all say? What does that mean? What are y'all saying that? What is that? Ooh.
Something about every time you go against Salem, they all rise up against you.
I know.
You.
So that's why I don't have an allegiance.
Yo,
I
here's the deal. I got to go to their homecoming on October 4th, and they're going to attack me.
Oh, that's right.
Boy, if that one comes true, so help me.
Ooh, they're going after you, Zach.
So help me, God. Like me, specifically, God. All right, last one.
Last
and
game.
And this is a big one because Antoine is going to be there tonight.
I'm going to be at this game.
It
I'm
is
be
their homecoming.
Oh, my God.
At the pep rally and then at the game today. We've
got the Terrier towels in the house.
Yes.
Even.
I have a jersey, a William Byrd jersey here with me.
You do.
And it's not to say, because they're taking on Pulaski.
Yes.
It's not to say we're biased in any direction, but it is William Byrd's homecoming.
It is a homecoming.
We've got
game.
Cundiff Heating and Air doing Terrier towels and everything.
Yes. So we have the Pulaski County Cougars taking on the William Byrd Terriers.
Pulaski County. And William Byrd, I was in there, cheerleaders. They are awesome.
Cheerleaders
what up?
And while you're putting that together, just real quick, shout out to Megan, Olivia, Erica, Haley, and Taylor, the William Byrd cheerleaders that
we
did have in studio.
All right, what do you say? And just, you know, don't let anything bias you. If you feel what you're feeling, let it happen.
I feel like they just, you know, they got some cornbread-fed boys in Pulaski.
Oh, man.
And I'm feeling 15-9
Pulaski.
Doesn't mean anything. 15-9.
Pulaski is going to ruin William Byrd's homecoming.
Homecoming.
Oh, my God. And Antoine's going to have to be there to answer for it.
Oh man, that's gonna be a tough one.
Thank you for that, Monica.
It does, wow. But it doesn't. This doesn't mean anything. It all means teams everything. Play hard, go hard.
Fate's sealed. Just a reminder.
Something. See, I feel bad about this.
Monica says EC Glass over Jefferson Forest, 24-17. Heritage beats Liberty, 28-21. Fleming beats Patrick Henry, 22-14. Northside takes down Salem, 13-9, and William Byrd at their own K92 sanctioned homecoming is going to lose to Pulaski 15-9.
Fork you! Fork you! Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told? Fork you.
Fork you!
Fork you!
To my nuts. That's right, peanuts. To my peanuts.
Oh, are you making them again for...
Oh, I make Christmas nuts sometimes. Yeah. I did not. No, I don't know what happened to my nuts. I lost my nuts, and I don't know what happened.
Well, there's some nuts in the cafe area here at the radio station.
I threw those away. Those are big, weird nuts. I'm afraid they're poisonous nuts, too.
I don't know who put them there.
I tossed them out. Exactly. You don't know who puts out a bag of unmarked random tree nuts. But no, the other day, because I like to keep peanuts here at work to have as a snack, and we were out. So I was at the grocery store, and I purchased another jar of nuts, or so I think, because I have no idea where it is. It's gone. I have no idea. I don't know where it went. I don't know what happened. I got home, no nuts. I couldn't find the receipt either, because I'm a ditz. So I don't know if I ever purchased the nuts. I feel like because I went to the self-checkout, maybe I just left them in the basket.
I've done that before.
And I think
I've done that.
Maybe what happened.
You probably did.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe I bought them, and then they fell out.
And someone picked him up and said, free nuts.
And they stole my nuts.
Yeah.
I got my nuts rolling around in my car. I looked all around. And I didn't see anything in there. So there's no nuts there. I don't know what happened to these nuts. I don't know if I spent the money on these nuts. Where are my nuts?
Who took them?
Who took my
nuts? Not at your house.
Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Antoine!
Fork you to the unsubscribe button in emails. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
I've hit that unsubscribe button for all these LinkedIn emails. Congratulate, blah, 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 the new job. I don't care.
Yeah, LinkedIn seems needy all the time.
I hit unsubscribe, but I'm still getting these emails.
Yeah, they love to add for social media too. I swear they just add new ones in all the time to give you new ones. Congratulations on posting. Why did you email me that?
Yeah,
no notifications. Unsubscribe.
I hate that button. It doesn't work.
Get me out of here.
And
it always feels like because all those stupid companies. What I don't like is when you have to hit the unsubscribe and then it says, "Well, what email would you like?" You know which email.
The email that I just clicked unsubscribe from.
The one I clicked from. You take me off your list.
And then take me to another page either. Mm-hmm.
And don't ask follow-up questions like, well, would you like slightly less emails? No, I would like none.
None.
I didn't click slightly less subscribe. I clicked unsubscribe. Yes. There's a un in there.
Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Here on your K92 morning thing. We'll get to Monica's as well, which I'm with you. Sometimes it's just fork all these good things.
Yes. Gotta stop great
doing. Thing. Yep, I need to stop doing good things sometimes, because there's just too much in the aftermath and everything. So who or what needs to be told?
Fork you.
Let's get Melissa in here first. Good morning, Melissa in Christiansburg.
Good morning.
Hi. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you, Melissa.
My two kids, my ninth grader and my tenth grader.
And why is that?
They started arguing from the house. All the way to school, they get out of the car. My daughter starts screaming and crying, and there's like five teachers standing around looking at me like I'm the worst parent or I'm beating them or something.
I know, because they're making a scene. You had nothing to do with it.
Yes, I wanted to crawl under the car and die.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
There is nothing worse than when, and I don't know what it is about siblings, they just decide that they are going to argue. And it's almost as if they're in a trance and you can't even snap them out of it. You know what I'm saying, Melissa?
And they argue over nothing.
Oh, my God.
They can't help it, I think.
Dumbest
stuff.
Like, I mean, I pretty much, even though I have older siblings, so I kind of was.
Right. So they always have to argue with the baby. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I would wake up in the morning and look at my brother and be like, yep, today is the day.
See, you know,
I don't agree with
you. But that's it. Because Hendrix is four. And he, like, on a Saturday morning, Ava's sleeping. Hendrix is up. He finds a random pebble. climbs up to Ava's bed and just throws a pebble in her face and jumps down.
Just starts.
Let
and
you know.
It was like for no reason.
Right. And what Melissa's saying here is, don't worry, my ninth grader just throws a pebble at my 10th grader, and this is how it all starts. So it never changes. You know, Melissa, hang on. I'm going to get a prize for you for your misery. I know my kids do the same thing. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, stop it. Stop. I don't care. It is over. Don't either of you say anything. And then one of them will go,
because I'm right.
Like, no! Oh, no, you don't with the parting
shot. They're making memories, baby.
Or what needs to be done. Sure. Because listen to it now.
Yeah.
Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
Fork you!
What you got, Samantha?
I'm going to say fork you to our pet bunny.
Oh, your little bunny rabbit.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
Bunny rabbit.
Did he multiply? Is that what happened here?
No. Thankfully, no.
Okay, good.
It's another side story about how it was a female we bought him, but then turned out, you know, body parts came in later on.
Yes. So instead you have two fabulous bunnies that are hanging out. All right, what did this bunny do?
So we let him roam the house freely, and so, you know, it's normal that we don't see him for several hours at a time because he can be anywhere in the house.
That would make me really nervous. I would not be comfortable in my own home. I don't need that. I don't need critters hiding. I'm sorry. At that point,
he's
it's
big,
a critter.
So it's easy to find him because he's pretty big. Mm-hmm. But one night before bed, we, you know, go in my daughter's room, and as soon as we walk in, he just kind of looked up, you know, deer in headlights, and froze, and we look over at him, and he had found her candy stash and just had it laid out.
Ooh.
So he was eating all the candy. So, you know, of course, toss him out the room. Mm-hmm. Next morning, get ready for school, and diarrhea everywhere.
Oh, there we go, because that's how all good stories have to end, with a little spray. And that rabbit will never be the next Easter Bunny.
No.
Because he's eating all candy.
Can't trust him.
Yo, he cannot be trusted at work. He'd be getting high on his own supply. That's why I can't be having that. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Monica Brooks!
Yeah, I say fork you to just too many. Well, it's a great thing to have a lot of good events and things happening.
Sometimes
I can't be in all of them. I'm missing certain things. I can't even, like, I'm trying to block out 30 minutes. I can sneak over there, hang out 30 minutes over there. And it's just fork you to too many good things.
And I got you back where there's too many things going on. And then there's the other side of this one too, is fork good things, like maybe going on vacation. You go to the beach for a couple days and you just have a glorious time.
Yep.
Yeah.
But man, it's depressing when it's over. It's so depressing. And you got to go back to regular life and you're so sad and you think, I got to stop doing fun stuff because it's making me feel bad when the fun. Mm-hmm. But if I had a baseline of nothing, I'd never feel that way. I would just feel normal all the time.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
You want a reunion, right?
Sure. Of what, though?
I like reunions.
One Direction. Are you ready for them to make a comeback? Well,
sure.
Leah,
Uh-huh.
Well, when they were hot, they were hot.
I didn't know they broke up.
Yeah, well, Liam.
Now, they never officially said they broke up. They said they were going on hiatus.
Oh, okay.
But they broke up.
They broke up.
Was it Zayn and Harry Styles, all of them? They just did their own
thing. Zayn had already left. Yeah. So I don't think, even if they did a reunion, I don't think he's part of it at all.
He gets really nervous.
Yeah, he's got social anxiety and things like that. And it was just not for him.
Tough.
The one now, it's Harry because he's the biggest star.
Yep,
he's the Timberlake. So this is going to be just like NSYNC, where the rest of them say, sure.
We're ready.
I mean, Liam says he's ready.
I mean, I haven't spoken to Harry in a while, so I don't really know where his head's at with it. I heard that he mentioned it in some sort of magazine thing or whatever the other day, which was cool. But I think everybody else has been really outspoken on the thing that they're, like, ready to go whenever. I know Niall was ready the day that we decided to stop.
Of course he was.
I was like, hey, I'm over here. He said, they keep playing my one song.
Don't forget me.
Yeah, they said, we're breaking up, and now it was like, no!
He said, keep playing Slow Hands, keep pushing it until we get a reunion.
Guys, what about all the money?
Oh, that money.
Poor Niall.
Chrissy Teigen, she accidentally tweeted out her real email address.
Oopsie.
Ooh. Oopsie, yes, so she's been receiving some messages.
Well, she's been receiving a ton of emails, but then I didn't even think of this at the time. People have been FaceTiming her nonstop because they have her email address, so this is her just randomly taking a FaceTime call, which I also find interesting because you call Chrissy Teigen, she answers, and you have nothing to talk about.
No.
This guy has nothing. I'm like, why did you even bother?
Hello, sir.
Hello, my name's Ricardo.
Hi, Ricardo. Nice to meet you.
I'm Pepper.
This is my mom.
Hi,
mom.
Hi.
Hi. Mom, how you doing?
Thanks for following me.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you guys doing?
We're good.
How are you guys doing? Follow-up question to how you doing.
We're about to eat dinner, but just thought we'd answer one of these.
This is where and she picked up. Uh-huh. I mean, but some celebrities get paid to do that. You just talk to
okay.
people.
Well, I would hope like on the $20. Other side, you have some. If you're going to pay $20, you better have some conversation in mind.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? I'm fine. How are you? I'm good. How are you? He just asked that. Oh, my God. Because it's a hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
Say what?
It's a hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
Show it.
What's up? Whitney, what's up?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
She's my hype man. That's what it is. You know, Whitney's up there on stage with me. I'm like, yeah, that's right, Whitney. And she goes, yep.
That's right.
Uh-huh. She's cool. Whitney, would you like to wear one of those big clocks like Flavor Flav used to wear?
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Great. You get to choose first, Whitney. Would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica here in the game?
Antoine.
Okay, Whitney and Antoine. Hang on, and that means, what's up, Hannah? Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Hi. Ooh, I don't know. Hannah has a stronger hello. Maybe I want her as my hype man.
Mm. Hannah's the manager. She's your manager.
Oh, that's, you know what? Good, because she's serious.
Yeah,
yes,
she's serious.
I like that. Hannah, you can be my manager, okay?
Okay,
cool.
Good.
Hannah, it's going to be you and Monica, hip-hop spelling bee. So I'm going to give you just some hip-hop artists, and you have to spell them. And I have to go get my list off the printer. So Antoine and Monica, talk amongst yourselves. Hannah's here, too, if you want to talk to her about my management while I walk in.
Yeah, so Hannah should know that I'm going to win.
And I don't want any funny business this week.
What are you talking about?
You and Zach tried to cheat last week.
No, we didn't.
Me and Whitney will not stand for this.
There was no... Isn't
that right, Whitney?
I don't recall any of that. She says, Whitney's not there, it's just Hannah.
Oh, I don't even have... I'm already being set up. I'm already being set up.
It's not Antoine's day already. Okay, I am back. I've got my list. Hang on, Hannah. I'll put you on hold. Okay, hip-hop spelling bee. We'll go back and forth in the round. You can also request the three-point shot if you're feeling like you really need some help. Monica came so close on the three-point shot last
time. Did she now?
I know. Mm-hmm. I tried. I really did try. You also have the chance to steal if you don't correctly spell yours. Here we go. Hip-hop spelling bee. Are you ready, Antoine?
I am.
You are up first. Please spell. Loot.
Loot?
Like, give me the loot.
Loot.
Give me the loot.
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 All right. L-O-O-T. Loot.
That means you're wrong. Straight.
Sorry. Incorrect. Monica Brooks, your chance to steal.
Give me the
loot. Loot.
What is he doing different with your loot?
Maybe it's a woman. We don't know.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
I just saw the list.
Maybe he's doing, and instead of L-O-O-T, he's doing, okay, give me the loot. So maybe he's doing L-U-U-T.
L-U-U-T.
Loot.
Yes.
That means you're wrong.
Monica, you were close. Loot. L-U-T-E. You know, sort of like, he's like a flute. That's it.
Hello, I am the classiest rapper there is.
Balut.
My name is Falut.
There you go.
I'm just one. He's a wandering minstrel.
That's what he is. Nope, no points there for loot. Okay, Monica Brooks, yours in round one. Please spell.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. You know, if the don't tell him.
Yes. Jeremiah.
Yes, because I was
thinking about Jeremiah. How does he spell his name?
Jeremiah.
Anything weird about Jeremiah? Jeremiah. J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H. But even though it's Jeremiah, it's like that. Okay. Yes. Jeremiah.
Oh, wait, there.
That means you're wrong.
You're wrong. I'm sorry.
What did I do wrong?
Oh,
what did you do wrong?
I thought that's how you spell it, too.
Antoine, your chance to steal. Jeremiah.
How did he do weird with his name?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, I've got Blow Your Mind next. This dude's stealing people's credit cards and in a very creepy way. Monica, this one's going to freak you out.
Wow.
We don't even play Freak Out Monica on Friday. That's going to be on Monday. But I'm going to freak her out just a little bit heading into the weekend.
How did you
Jeremiah!
Say? All right, Jeremiah. J-E-R-E-M-Y. Jeremiah.
It's like Jeremy.
Hi, I'm Jeremy.
No.
Become
Jeremy. Hey, everyone. I'm Jeremy. How's it going? I'm a rapper. Jeremiah. J-E-R-E-M-I-H. There's no A.
Oh, that's a trick one
Jeremiah.
Right there.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Meh.
Shoot.
Okay. Round two. Score is still 0-0. Antoine, please spell nocturnal.
West Coast rapper Nocturnal.
West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast. West Coast. West Coast.
Nocturnal.
Nocturnal. All right. I feel like it's going to be K N O C K.
Oh, I just feel like there's so many letters.
T U R N A L.
That means you're wrong.
I'll put it this way. Very close.
Oh.
Your chance to steal, Monica. You get this point. You win.
Nocturnal.
Nocturnal.
Miss.
I need to really write it down, but I can't write it down.
You can't.
So I can really see what I'm
writing
here.
Nocturnal.
Okay.
Antoine was very, very close.
Okay. Nocturnal. And you said K. All right. So nocturnal.
Don't worry about what I said.
K.
Spell it from your heart.
Let's see. So he is K N. O C T U R N A L. Did you spell it the same way? Nocturnal.
Correct.
That is correct.
Did I really?
She is.
Oh, no, I did not.
Your big winner.
Yes. Hey, wow. And what'd they do?
They do.
And they stay there.
Yep. K N O C hyphen, which is not necessary for this. T U R N. Apostrophe, which is not necessary for this. A-L.
That
so no K.
K.
It was that K.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I take words out and we make a game of it. We make a lot of games around here.
Mm-hmm.
So you make thinks everything's just a game around here? Well,
yeah.
Kind of is.
Kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. It's more fun that way. So Monica and Antoine, try to guess, and you can play along at home as well. Here's the first story. Cyclist dies when attacked by a blank. A, bird. B, squirrel. C, topless drunk woman.
Squirrel.
Like a squirrel.
Don't trust a squirrel.
C.
You think it's a topless drunk woman? You're both wrong.
That means you're wrong.
The swooping magpie. This is a thing in Australia. The magpie, I guess, is a very mean bird.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one area where they encourage cyclists, if people are riding their bikes, to get off their bike and walk.
Oh.
Because the magpies will come after you.
It's a really scary time of year, and it's a really scary experience to be swooped by a magpie.
Yeah, he's caught me a few times, and even last year as well.
This person says magpies are smart enough to recognize people and their habits and won't swoop anyone they've come to know and trust.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
And apparent-
but they look kind of cute.
No, they do not.
I don't even know what one looks like.
I just looked up some pictures. They look evil.
What's
it's
a look
like?
It's
just like a little bird.
It's like
it's
a crow.
Like a, no.
Ooh, it's like a crow. Crows are evil.
They're like just kind of chilling. They have colors and stuff.
They did not like this unidentified 76-year-old man that was unfortunately cycling along, and he tried to swerve out of the way, cause him to careen into a fence post. They say magpies are less likely to swoop if you look at them.
So well, I will say when you look at them, they are vicious when they look back at you. Like I'm looking at one now.
That's what we're talking about.
But in the eyes, but if you turn to the side, you'd be like, oh, okay.
Oh, I see
you're
what
pretty.
This is. I know why, Antoine, why she's defending, because it's cousin magpie.
No, it's not. Cousin magpie. Yeah.
Has a good
correct.
Heart.
Look him in the eyes, you'd be like, oh.
Like, I know cousin magpie makes a great pasta salad. Okay. Man breaks into home, then blanks. A. Works out. B. Calls his booty call. C. Makes Thanksgiving dinner.
B. Calls his booty call.
On a booty call. You say booty, 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 booty. Yep.
Correct.
Rocking everywhere. Rocking
nice
everywhere.
He's like, welcome to my home.
22-year-old guy Alan Gonzalez from Syracuse was driving on a country road last week, swerved off the road and crashed. He looks up. There's an empty house right there.
Oh.
So he breaks in and thinks, you know what? I'm going to call my lady. Bring me some booze. Let's get it on. So that's exactly what he did. She came over, and one of the neighbors said, wait, nobody lives in that house. What's
what
going
are you
on?
Doing?
Yeah, called the cops, and they arrested him.
Yeah.
But she actually showed up as well. All right, here's the crime one. This one will freak you out. Man uses blank to steal your credit card information. Is it A, fake naked lady pictures, B, your own grandma, or C, his memory?
His own memory.
Yeah.
Yep.
Correct. Guy in Tokyo, cashier, photographic memory. So he would look at people's credit cards, immediately memorize
That's
them, and then he wrote them down. He would keep track of them in a book. He had 1,000 credit cards that he had stolen. And he was kind of, evil smart about it too. Now he did
sounds
get caught.
Like a movie. The way he'd
does.
Be the movie villain.
You know what? He wouldn't even be the villain because there wouldn't be enough of his storyline. Because after a while, but like, all right, look, he's memory guy. We don't care about that anymore. But he would be one of the valued members of Ocean's 14.
Yes.
If they're because he'd be the guy. Uh-huh. He would pull things off with his memory, and then,
I got it, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a 1,000 different ones. But he racked up $2,600 in charges. So he really didn't spend a whole lot. He was sort of biding his time. Put a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. Smart,
very
but
smart.
Caught. Thank you. Done. Crime doesn't pay, kids. Because those stories we never read about because we don't know. There's no blow your mind story for Danny Ocean.
No.
Because he keeps succeeding. Mm-hmm. So Ocean's 14. This guy does have a spot there. Like, he'll walk out of jail, even being the thing. He'll get out. And they'll show his backstory, and then he'll be on the team.
That's crazy.
There's something. It's just, it's mocking you. Staring you in the face in your own home. Just making you feel like crap. Do you remember the talking stain? Do you remember that?
Vaguely. The talking stick.
It was a commercial. I think Tide did it for the Tide stick.
Huh.
I have a clip called Talking Stain.
Get famous at mytalkingstain.com.
Okay, that's all it was. But it's a stain, and it sat there on the guy's shirt, and the stain was like, look at me. Ah, I'm a stain. I've got a talking stain in my house.
Oh,
you
no.
wondered where that talking stain went?
Just talking to you, huh?
It's at my house. It's on the floor of my carpet.
Oh, no.
Right in the middle of the floor.
You did it?
You have to see it.
I did not do it.
Oh.
These are the kind of things that happen when dad's out of town. Sort of like how the internet always breaks when I'm not home. I don't know what happened.
What's going on?
It never breaks when I'm home. Kids have one of those big, stupid, like, gel balls. You know, you squeeze on them and they make all these fun shit. Yeah, until they explode open.
Whoopsies.
Blue, giant blue gel ball stain.
Oh, no.
On a light gray carpet. Right in the middle. There it is.
Yeah, it's there.
I don't know what to do now. I don't know. I think it's impossible. I haven't even tried anything. And no one else bothered to try anything. All they do is send me a picture of the stain and say, don't be mad. Has anyone done a blot? Has there been a blot of any kind?
No.
Nope.
It's a permanent
stain. They're
waiting
on daddy to get home.
Is there anything? What about, remember in like the Oxy Magic thing? Spray it and then woo.
And it disappeared.
But you still had to do it in a certain amount of time. You missed that window.
No, there's got to be. I can reopen a window. No.
Nope.
I haven't put the rug in the dryer. It's still
done.
No, it's not done. Somebody's got to know a way.
It's done.
There's got to be somebody. 523-53. And don't recommend getting the professionally done thing because I'm sure that would work. And don't recommend buying a new carpet because both of those would be on the table. The problem is I got an elderly dog that likes to pee everywhere. So I ain't getting a new rug until that runs its course.
Uh-huh.
So right now, all I've been doing is just oddly positioning an ottoman right in the middle of the rug. Hey, why is that ottoman there? Don't move it.
Uh-huh, just don't move it.
Stain is just under there. But you just have those things sometimes. They stare at you in your house.
They bother you.
They mock you. I got a fluorescent light out in my laundry room. Fluorescent.
You know,
like, who's got one laying around? Nobody.
You know what that spot is? That's your magpie.
It's my magpie?
It's your magpie?
It's a magpie just watching you and messing
my,
with you.
My Jeep is looking at me because it needs to be washed. And it's black, so it needs to be washed. And I might do it today.
And every single day,
I might
it's
do
like,
it today.
Yo, Antoine, I'm dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty. See me? Chores? See me over here? I know with you, it's your lawn. Every day when you go home.
That's also true.
Your lawn says, Antoine, I'm disgusting.
And I say, I'm not looking at you.
I don't see you.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't talk to me at all, lawn.
But that's all the lawn has to say because you don't treat the lawn. You don't treat the lawn well, so why should the lawn treat you well?
That's true.
The problem.
Yeah.
Mocking you.
Laundry,
yeah.
Yeah. It'll get done, but we just wait forever to fold it and put it away.
That's how I feel like laundry mocks me in my house. And it's such a tough line to walk as the person who doesn't do the laundry in the house. But man, it's a scavenger hunt every time I need something.
Yeah.
Because it just never finds its way back upstairs.
Where is it?
There's 13 different baskets. I don't know which ones are clean. I don't know which ones are clean but not folded. Folded, dirty. I have no idea. I don't know where anything is. Every time I got a softball game, I'm like, all right, the hunt begins again. Here we go.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.